Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is May 10th. Thank you so much for joining us as we get things going here, kicking off the weekend. We just heard Taylor Swift and I spent a lot of my day yesterday watching her first show in Paris live stream on. Someone was live streaming it. There's this girl on TikTok. Her name's Tess, and she finds all the live streams of all the people at Taylor concerts.
Yeah.
And she always puts up the best live stream, and she's awesome. Like, you can always depend on Tess to make sure that you're getting the best possible stream. So I was watching her and the stream and what she was going to do, Taylor, to change the show. And man, it was so good. The new Tortured Poets Department segment of the show is amazing. It's so, so good. I was so jealous that they were able to experience that.
You were talking about that before the she started this second leg of her tour over there, if she would do her songs off the new album. Did she do a bunch of songs that you saw?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, she did seven. But that meant she cut out some songs, too. And I immediately, everyone knew that Tortured Poets was coming when The Archer, which is a pretty big song on her tour, was gone. Like, the spot it was supposed to be in, all of a sudden she left the stage and you're like, wait, what happened to The Archer? Where's The Archer? What's going on? And you're like, okay, things are changing. And then new sets came up and she had new outfits and it was really cool to see.
That is cool. But then, so this girl, Tess, her name is, that she like a production company almost. She's pulling the best feeds and sending out the top feed for everyone to watch. That's pretty cool for fans.
Yeah. And then people like on TikTok send her gifts. Like, you see all the gifts that she's getting, and people are, you know, sending her like coins and all the stuff that you can send on TikTok. And for a second I was like, I should really send something, because she's quite the service. She does the same thing on Instagram too.
Oh,
so
she does?
Yeah, it's a whole setup that she has. She's the person known for doing that kind of stuff.
But that's cool that Taylor worked in her new album and new songs and stuff. That's pretty neat. And you were saying yesterday, isn't like 20% of that audience are people that were flying over from the States? It's cheaper to go there.
Yeah. And so many people, they're calling it tourism now, where people are combining a vacation with a concert, and the so many people are going to Europe to do it because the concert tickets here are just so expensive that they could actually get a vacation out of it too. So why not go over there? Because they have different rules on their ticket pricing and resellers and stuff like that in Europe. So it's an option, you know, if you're so inclined.
Have you done, what's the latest you've waited to buy concert tickets? Because the Rolling Stones are in town this weekend, and I love the Rolling Stones. I saw them when they were here last time at T-Mobile Arena back in like 2016. And so earlier in the week, it waiting to the last minute, but I looked online at tickets on like StubHub and the secondary market, and there it's like, no, sorry, not going to do it. What's the latest, the latest you've waited to buy tickets? Because people always say, oh, wait to the day of or a couple hours prior when the tickets start to drop down. What's the latest you've waited?
I've waited till the concert starts.
Oh, you have?
Because the prices go down dramatically. Mm-hmm. Like I've literally, I can't remember what show it was, but we really wanted to go. Ticket prices were not good. So we're like, hey, let's just go down there. Let's see if, you know, they go down. If not, we'll go have dinner. And so we did that. And the show started. And immediately the prices started going down. First, when the opener was going on, they started going down. We're like, should we wait just a little bit more? And it was literally the first song of the show. Who was it? I think it was when Lady Gaga was at T-Mobile Arena, maybe. Uh-huh. This was years ago. And the first song started, and then they started going even lower and lower. We're like, grab them, let's go. And then we went in. We only missed like the first song. It was perfect.
And you saved a lot of money.
Yeah.
That is,
oh, yeah,
super
it
smart.
Was so worth it. So we've done that. I don't know that I'd recommend that with Rolling Stones. I've heard that is just a very hot ticket right
it
now.
It is,
so,
yeah. Just looking at the pricing, it is super hot. So maybe tomorrow, I'll look at it today, and then I'll check it out tomorrow morning, and then maybe tomorrow afternoon, and then see where it goes. But yeah, they just talk about ticket prices are just, I mean, you look at the price of the tickets, you're like, okay, it'll be a fun night, it will be memories, the last lifetime. But then it's like, oh, we could spend the money on that. We'll just save money by not going to the concert. We'll see.
I always say experience is over things.
Yes.
And if it's... I honestly, on that ticket, I wouldn't wait. I feel like the prices may go up.
Why should it be reversed?
Like,
I really feel
like you should just grab them now. If you can find some that you can afford, I would grab them now, because I think that's going to be pretty huge.
It's going to be a big one tomorrow night.
Yeah, but there's so much going on. We're going to talk about all of it, everything happening this weekend. We're so happy you guys are here with us to kick things off. So let's do this. Let's kick off the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Disarm by Smashing Pumpkins? Do you want to hear Everlong by the Foo Fighters? Or do you want to hear Milkshake by Khalees? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, Steph got into a huge fight that involved her dress getting ripped. What happened? We talk about it next. But first, the votes are in, and Everlong by the Foo Fighters is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show you pick them.
The pre-show. Thank you guys for getting up early and listening to us. So Steph got into a fight which resulted in a torn dress. I think when I first heard this, I thought, oh my gosh, who'd you beat up? But it wasn't even physical. That's the thing.
No, not at all. So me and my husband, we got into a fight, and no, nothing, it didn't go that far.
No.
No, but when we got back from my best friend's wedding, we went back to the hotel, and mind you, exhaustion is in play, alcohol is in play, and it's late at night. So we get back, and right when we get out of the Uber, he said something to me that just kind of like pinched my nerve. I said, what are you talking about? I never said that. Huge miscommunication. He said, I wanted to stay. I'm like, you could have stayed at the after party. Absolutely. I could have come back. And it just got extremely heated to the point where we're like, we're really loud in our hotel room. Let's just call it a night. You go to bed. I'm going to hop in the shower. So he goes to bed. I hop in the shower, and I'm still in my bridesmaid's dress. But the thing about my dress, I need help getting out. And I'm like, darn it, we just got into this blown out fight. I don't want him to come in here and help me. So what I did is just like screw it. And I tore off my bridesmaid's dress.
Like, you were the Incredible Hulk.
And I was too stubborn to have him help me because, I mean, we ended our fight, like, in yelling. And I said, just go to bed. He goes, fine, you go shower. I'm like, fine. Boom, slams the door. I'm like, darn it, I need help with my dress. Screw it.
Not wearing that one again.
And so the night goes on. I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning and I'm packing and he's still sleeping. And he sees my bridesmaid's dress on the little couch and it's kind of bundled up. And he's like, why didn't you pack your bridesmaid's dress? Mind you, we still haven't really made up. He's like, why didn't you pack your bridesmaid's dress? We got to go. I'm like, I tore it. And he started laughing. And that's kind of like what made us like get together and like, ah. Ha, ha.
That was the icebreaker that you needed.
Yes, it was.
That's the worst, though, when you're in a fight and then you need something from that person.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I've stormed out of the house before. I'm like, whatever. That's it. And I just storm out. And I'm like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to drive. Get in the car. I'm like, my keys are on the counter. Oh, my God. What do I do? I can't go anywhere.
I am back, but just for my keys.
Yeah, I like walk in, I like grab them, slam the door again.
I'm still leaving.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2058.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday here. We are so ready for the weekend. Last weekend, we left town for a volleyball tournament. This weekend, we have a volleyball tournament in town.
Oh, you're nonstop with this.
I know. This is the last one of the season.
Oh, it is?
This is the last one.
Hallelujah.
So there's a little bit of, you know, the light is at the end of the tunnel. I really enjoy going to them. I really enjoy watching them. I don't really enjoy the out of town ones. Last weekend when we went, we were in Irvine and it was kind of interesting. We checked into the hotel and the hotel that we stayed at is a hotel that I'm like a loyalty program member with. And so I was able to get the hotel for free because I used points and thank goodness because it gets so expensive to travel, you know, with this team. And so I check in and he said, you know, you are eligible. Thank you for being a loyalty member. We are going to give you an upgrade. And I was like, oh, wow, thanks. And so it was just to a room on a higher floor. It wasn't like a bigger room or anything like that. And I was like, oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And he's like, yes, you're welcome. We go through everything. And then I felt like because he gave me the upgrade, I needed to tip him. Do you tip the people at the front desk at hotels?
I do not.
You don't?
I do not. Unless something happens and they go above and beyond. They can't find the reservation or, you know, it's 2 o'clock. Check-in is not till 4. Please, is there any way we can find a room? And they do something like that, then I'll take care of them. But if it's my standard check-in process, I do not. And I worked the front desk in a hotel for years.
I felt like I needed to tip him. So I rarely carry cash. And I was like, oh, please let me have some cash. So I tried to slyly open my wallet and I look. And my husband had just given me $40 because he went to the ATM. But I was like, tip him $20? Like, that's... But he saw me go into my wallet.
Once you start the reach.
I was like, oh. So I'm standing there. I'm like, I'm at the point of no return. And I'm like, would it be rude to ask for change on a tip?
Well, is that rude? Because I do that a lot.
Well, I Matt was right next to me. I go, do I ask for change? And he goes, you can't. I was like, are you sure? He's like, you can't. I was like, oh, God. I go, thank you so much for the upgrade. The guy's eyes got as big as plates. He goes, thank you. And I was like, offer to give me change. Offer to give me change. And he's like, I really appreciate that. And at the end of the day, I made his day.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
I was like, dang it. I think I only had $40 to my name and I just gave him 20 of it.
If I do valet, I like to leave a little something going in and then give something going out. I like to tip a little in and tip a little out.
Yeah, I do the same.
And so when I go into valet and I got $20, I'll give them the 20 and I ask if they can get changed. Is that rude? Like, hey, would you mind breaking this? And they're always like, oh yeah, absolutely. And they take out, they have the cash and they can break it really fast.
I don't think that's rude. I think especially if you frame it up that way, do you mind breaking this? Uh-huh. And I probably should have done the same thing. Do you mind breaking this for me? I think that's totally fine. And I don't think they expect you to tip $20 every time.
Yeah.
Unless maybe like you're like, you park it up front or something like that.
Leave this real close.
But I was like, oh my gosh, this is, I went for the wallet reach right in front of him. Big mistake.
You got to have it in your back pocket ready to go. We've got your tickets to All Elite Wrestling coming up in about 15 minutes. Those are yours when you win Heads Up. But up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Baby Bieber is on the way, and maybe sooner than later. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Three headlines. Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are trending this morning, and this song... just sounds different now that we know the news, doesn't it?
It does.
They are expecting a baby. Congratulations. A couple announced the news that they are expecting their first baby. They shared the news on Instagram, showing photos and a video from their vow renewal where Hailey is wearing a long lacy white dress and a veil showing off her growing baby bump. TMZ's reporting that she's a little over 6 months pregnant and will soon be entering the third trimester. They were able to keep this one under wraps for a long time. If that's the case, we should be meeting the new baby Bieber by the end of the summer.
Whoa, that's, I mean, for the celebrity status too, anytime they go out, the paparazzis are there, the eyes are on them all the time. To be able to hide that for 6 months, job well done, Hailey Bieber.
But something now makes so much more sense to me. Do you remember... maybe it's like a month ago, Justin Bieber posted a picture of himself crying. And we're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What's he going through?
Uh-huh.
Don't you think now those are probably tears of joy? Like maybe that's when he found out about the pregnancy. Like, not saying he found out a month ago, but like he took that picture when he found out and they were maybe tears of joy because everyone was speculating like... They're having marital problems. They're going through a tough time. He's not doing well mentally. And now I look back on that and I'm like, what if he just found out he's going to be a dad for the first time? And maybe those were happy tears. And everyone was so quick to just jump into judgment. Like, things are terrible for him. And really, he was just happy.
What if you go back even further to Stephen Baldwin? Didn't Stephen Baldwin at one point say for everyone to pray for Hailey and Justin?
Yes. And now we know why.
They were maybe working on having a kid. And they found out she was pregnant.
Or maybe just wanted to get safely through that first trimester,
yes.
Which is a scary time, you know?
Like, it's so funny. They're getting a divorce.
Oh, my gosh, everyone is just so quick to jump in judgment, and I'm so happy for them. It just, what an exciting time, and it's so funny, because have you seen that video of them meeting for the first time? It's actually captured on video.
No, where did they meet
at? They were at the Today Show. Uh-huh. They were in the hallway. Stephen Baldwin was a guest on the Today Show. He brought Hailey, and so was Justin Bieber, and he brought Hailey with him to the show, and it's on video and you can look it up, and he goes, Justin, this is my daughter Hailey. And they're like, Hailey looks so uninterested. She's like, nice to meet you. He's like, hi, nice to meet you.
Fantastic.
And just to think, like, at that moment that those two would end up having a child together when they were children.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to think about.
I'm a fan of his. Just the guy himself. I know he got a lot of heat for the stuff he did when he was a teenager, but he was a teen, a lot of fame, a lot of money, and was just doing dumb things. I like Justin Bieber.
I love his music. I don't know him well enough, like, as a fan. I know people are super fans. I do like his music a lot, and I am just genuinely happy for them. I wish the Hailey Bieber smoothie Aero One was not $25. I wish you could have something to do with bringing that price down, but you know, I didn't order it, so I don't even know how much it or how good it is. It was like, yeah, I'm not ordering a $25 smoothie.
Congrats on your baby. Dial the smoothie price back just a little bit.
And that is What's Trending.
Here we go. Let's do it. It's time for Heads Up and Caller 20. You're playing, so call right now. It's our number is 702-364-9400. Your caller 20. You get to play Heads Up for a really big prize.
We have your tickets to All Elite Wrestling events at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. It's AEW Collision on Saturday, May 25th, and then AEW Double or Nothing on Sunday, May 26th. Your tickets right now, if you win Heads Up, caller 20 gets to play. We have your category Friday. There's one left. It's Cosmopolitan. But you do get to pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to check out All Elite Wrestling. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, our contestant this morning is DJ. How you doing, DJ?
Oh, I'm great. Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We are great. We're excited for you. You are going to kill it here at Heads Up this morning. Your category is Cosmopolitan. So National Cosmopolitan Day was on Tuesday. So we're talking about popular casinos and hotels that are on the Las Vegas Strip, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes, I'm going to go with you this morning.
Okay, perfect.
All right, DJ, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct, and you're going to AEW, and you start now.
This is the hotel with the fountains in front of it.
Bellagio.
Yes, this is, like, right next door. It's got the Roman Empire.
Caesars.
Yes. This is the tallest casino on the Strip.
Stratosphere?
Yes. This is the one. It used to have a pirate show in front of it.
Treasure Island.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the Big Apple.
New York.
Yes. This is a castle on Tropicana.
Excalibur.
Yes. Wow, DJ. Have you ever worked on the strip?
I have worked on the strip.
I mean, he's just like throwing these out like it's nothing. You were so good. Nice job.
No, thank you so much. That's awesome.
DJ, you're all set with these tickets to go see AEW when they come to Las Vegas. We're talking about Collision on Saturday, May 25th. And then you'll circle back on Sunday, the 26th, for their huge Double or Nothing pay-per-view. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks. I'm so ready. Yes.
Nice job. And coming up next, you do not want to miss this. I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. The customer service one of us got on the show, it just like far exceeds my expectations. And it makes me wonder, did they take advantage? We're going to talk about that. Coming up next, it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Some people may think you took advantage of this stuff. Some people. I am not one of those people. I think what you did was fully right, and the customer service that you were given was impeccable. I love that you did this. Tell everyone what happened.
So I had this couple days ago, I went to go plug in my air fryer, and it went, you know, it just died. And I'm like, darn it, I use this thing every day. I love this air fryer. But the thing about this air fryer is I got it 3.5 years ago at my favorite place, Costco.
Well, here's the thing. Like, that seems like a good life of an air fryer. 3.5 years.
It's a good run, yeah.
I don't subscribe to the air frying method, but I've heard that that's pretty good, right?
Right. And we just wanted to see because we've heard like on the internet and people have returned stuff at Costco that they've had for years. We're like, let's just find out and see if we can return it and get a refund or even we want a new one. Like, can you just replace it for us? So we get our air fryer. We don't have the original box anymore. It's not even cleaned. It's fully used. And we get there and we're nervous. We're like, darn it, are we doing the wrong thing? Should we just try it? Let's just try it. We get to customer service and they said, okay, how long have you had it? We know it's been 3.5 years. We're like, oh, we think a year or two.
Oh, you lied. I didn't know about the lies. Oh.
3 years worth of use on this thing.
Three
Go
and
on.
A half, yeah. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So, well, and we know that
Which
they're.
Which means four.
Yeah.
Let's round up here. So we know that they're going to really fact check us. They know that they're going to go through our receipts and they're going to find it. Like, oh, it looks like you got it back in 2021 in January. I'm like, whoa, it's been that long? Oh, time flies. So they said, well, it just doesn't work anymore. No, they didn't even look inside. They didn't even plug it in to see, oh, you know, it works on our end. Maybe try it again. They didn't do any of that. They just said, okay, do you have the debit card that you used it with? Oh, don't worry. We'll give it to you in full in cash. They gave me a full refund in cash. I was shocked.
That's some...
With no receipt. You had a receipt? They were able to find your receipt?
I didn't need a receipt.
Because it's on your membership.
Yeah.
Oh,
they were able to find it. Yeah. So they found it. I got a full refund and we got a new air fryer.
That's some amazing customer service. We did that once with a vacuum at Costco and I felt guilty. And it was only legit a 1-year-old vacuum that died on us. And I was like, it's too long. We've used it too much. We took it back. We asked. The lady's like, this is why we have this policy. We want you to be a loyal customer. We want you to come back. So if it's broken and you need a new one, just bring it back. She's like, this is why we have this in place.
What's their policy? If it ever breaks,
if you bought it, it breaks for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for it. I would try the same thing, and good for you, sister, and getting the cash back and everything. That's awesome. But then you flip on the flip side, that's a long time.
It is a long
time. That's
a
lot of frying you've done in that thing.
Yeah.
It's going to die out at some point.
But you're going to go back. Are you not?
I went shopping right after that. I spent like $150.
See? It's true. You're spending more money. Yeah.
Ray, did you do something like that with returning something?
Yeah, I've become a lifelong lover of this particular dealership. So basically in 2019, I was in a market buy a car. I went out, bought this Cadillac, and I was like, all right, great. But then it was like a few days after that, I went on a trip for my wedding anniversary. And so we're at the dealer, like the rental car place, and I had got like the low budget little car, but the lady was like, what are you here in town for? I was like, it's my anniversary. And so she said, well, you're in luck because we just got these new 2020 Mustangs, and it's a convertible. I'm going to give it to you, upgrade for free. So, JC, I know you're loving this already.
This is great. Go on, Ray.
So I get into the car, and for an entire week in Florida, we're riding around in this convertible lime green Mustang. And I fell in love with the car. I said, there's no way I cannot have this car moving forward. So I come back to Vegas, and I go to the dealership, and I'm like, look, I would have brought the car back in your like 2-day policy thing, but I've been out of town for the past week and a half on vacation, but I just drove this Mustang and I fell in love with it. I have to have one. Is there anything you can do? And then you guys talk to the manager, was past their policy. Usually we have to trade it back in and you only get half the value and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, please. I was like, I promise. If you look at the mileage, I haven't drove it. I literally haven't been. Here's my itinerary for my plane and everything. So eventually they say, you know what? Because you're such a nice guy and you were celebrating your wedding anniversary, let's get you into the dream vehicle.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you got it. That's amazing.
So when you see that lime green Mustang with the top
down,
you
know who that is.
You know it's Ray.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Disneyland is getting its biggest expansion ever. I'm happy about this, but I'm also kind of like, oh, I love the way Disneyland is set up. It's just so approachable. You know, my family, like everyone in my family has been to Disney World in the past year for like conferences and mm-hmm. stuff, and they've all gotten to visit, and it's just so big and spread out, and I know it's amazing, but I love the accessibility of Disneyland. So they're moving forward with this $1.9 billion Disneyland Forward expansion plan, and over the next four decades, the nearly 70-year-old theme park is going to add new attractions, lodging, commercial spaces, all within the park's existing boundaries without adding any new hotel rooms. Key changes include redevelopment of areas like the Toy Story parking area. They're going to construct several taller structures within the park. And this whole redevelopment aims to just enrich the guest experience without expanding the park's current footprint.
Okay, because we were just out there. We had a wedding in Anaheim 2 weekends ago. And we stayed at the Spring Hill Suites right there. It's like in Disneyland. It's right there. You walk to the park from the place. And just looking around, there's no room as far as taking over other land for expansion. Unless they bought some property and tore stuff down. So it's going to stay within the park itself, just kind of get a facelift almost.
Well, and go higher.
Oh.
Building taller buildings instead. But yeah, it's going to stay within that area. So I'll be curious to see what happens. Now, keep in mind, again, this is going to take place over the next couple of decades. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's going to go up overnight. But it should be interesting to see, nonetheless. I if you are going to Disney, I am jealous. I love going to Disneyland. I truly, that is one of my happy places. And I could just sit there and watch people walk by and not go on a single ride. I just get so happy when I go in there.
That's what I do when we go. I just walk around and watch people and watch the families get excited. When we went 1 year, did we not leave? Because we've had the privilege of doing many broadcasts there from Disneyland because of the radio station. Did we not leave Disneyland and go have dinner one night at a place called The Ranch?
Yes, we did. Did you go there? Did we take you?
Yes.
Really? I don't remember taking you there.
Because I remember going there and...
And it looked like we were in the business park.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and, the,
wow.
and the girls were there too.
Yeah,
yes.
I didn't know that you went there with us.
You took me... that was like a tradition. You'd always like... we'd go out to dinner. And we left the... I remember you saying, hey, we're leaving Disneyland. We're going to a place called The Ranch. I'm like, all right. And I remember going there because driving to this wedding 2 weekends ago, we drove by The Ranch and I'm looking at it. And Laura had a business dinner there once. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I was there as well. She's like, why? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was with... Matt and Mercedes and the girls, we were at Disneyland and we left and went and had dinner there one night.
That's our favorite, like, off the property restaurant to go to when we're in Anaheim. It's really good. And they give you this big poofy bread. Like, I feel like you can judge a restaurant based on the bread that they serve you beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got these, like... They were like these, I think they call them pop-ums or pop-ups or I don't remember, but they're big and poofy. And the second we went there and they brought those out, I'm like, this is going to be a good restaurant. I can judge it from the bread.
There's a restaurant downtown. It's called 1228. It's on Main Street. And their bread, when you sit down, they ask if you want the bread. Say yes, because, oh my gosh, it's an assortment and a half of breads. The bread alone is worth just going that place.
What I don't like is when they charge. Okay, I mean, obviously, who likes being charged for bread? I don't like when they charge you for bread but don't tell you.
Oh, that's sneaky. You can't be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because we went to a place recently, not going to say where, but the server, she's like, and would you love to try some of our wonderful house-made bread? And we're like, absolutely, yeah. Get the bill, $12. We're like... you didn't make it.
They didn't disclose
what
that.
What the heck?
They have to disclose the cost of
they
bread.
They didn't.
This is bread for $12. That's two loaves at Albertsons.
Exactly. Also this morning, if you are 36 years old, just hang on. Because
Steph?
Are you 36 years old, Steph? She's younger than that.
Jay-Z.
She's only 33, right?
I don't even remember how old I am. Honestly, I got to think about it. My birthday comes up. I got to do the math. Oh, geez. I'm not 36, though. No, for sure not.
Well, her birthday is coming up in 10 days.
I know.
Birthday's in 10 days? That's crazy. Oh, my God.
She's so consumed with weddings.
I am. Oh, my
Wait,
gosh.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay. I was like, oh, man. I always mess up JC's birthday. I hope I didn't just mess up your birthday.
We'll come back to that one next hour.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Is there a beauty or a fashion trend that you look back on with complete regret that you're like, why did I do that? Why did I wear that? Why did I do my makeup like that? Why did I do my hair like that? I really feel like a lot of the teen boys, when they become adults, are going to look back on their photos today. And I think I think it's cute, but I hear a lot of people talk about the current hairstyle that the teen boys have. And I came across this TikTok that really summed it up very well. Here's what this guy had to say.
I don't care what anyone tells me in this world. Every kid now looks like an alpaca. Every kid in high school, 17 years old to 28, looks like this. You haven't seen that guy just hanging out on the street on a skateboard? You don't see this? This is every kid in high school is an alpaca. They all got the same exact haircut.
And it's like that fun, I call it the broccoli haircut, because to me it looks like broccoli.
The poof,
like,
up front is coming
really
down. Yeah, big and puffy. Yeah.
And curly up front. And he's absolutely right. Every teenage boy has that hair right now. I had to go to Brooklyn School the other night for a present. She got inducted into an honor society. And every teen boy I saw had that same haircut. It was all like curly in the front. And she had a birthday party. She invited some boys. They all had the same curly in the front. It's the broccoli, the alpaca. Is there some kind of hairstyle that you look back on and you regret? Because I look at like some of the guy hair trends, and women hair trends are so different, but also regrettable. But like the frosted tips, I know you had those, JC.
I ventured into the frosted tips back in mid-1997.
Yeah.
And I rocked those up until 2003, I think, maybe even 2004.
That was huge. That was a huge hairstyle of the moment.
That was the boy bands had that look. And I remember going in for the first time to get it done, too. It was such an exciting process. And the guy put a cap on my head. And then he would pull the hair out of the cap and then put the stuff on it, the paint, whatever it was. And I would
bleach,
sit under
the paint. You thought your hair was getting painted?
He would paint it. I don't know what the stuff is called. He would put the coloring in, and then I would sit under the heat lamp with the other old ladies. I'd sit there. I'm sure the process has changed over the years, but I'd sit under that heat lamp baking for like 15, 20 minutes, and then all done.
What was the phase that you went through that you regret? It could be a mix of hair, makeup, clothes. I also want to bring up the Caesar haircut that a lot of you guys had.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was the thing for guys.
The Caesar, where you literally, your hair went like straight across your forehead.
I never had one. I didn't get into Caesar, but we had a coworker that had one. Oh, gosh. He walked in. Oh, Julius Caesar is here.
Oh, et tu, Brute? Warren and Maddie are on the phone. I can't wait to talk to you guys to find out what hairstyles you regret. Call us 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. What is the fashion or beauty decision you completely regret? We're talking about hairstyles, things like that. It all came from this TikTok where a guy says that boys look like alpacas right now.
I don't care what anyone tells me in this world. Every kid now looks like an alpaca. Every kid in high school, 17 years old to 28, looks like this. You haven't seen that guy just hanging out on the street on a skateboard? You don't see this? This is every kid in high school is an alpaca. They all got the same exact haircut.
Well, we are talking about not just the alpaca, or some of us call it the broccoli haircut. There's the Caesar, the frosted tips. And Ward, you have one that is a classic. What is the regrettable beauty decision that you may have made?
Well, let me be clear. I didn't have this haircut. It's the polar opposite of who I was. I'm an old school military guy, and spending a lot of time in California, I was always surrounded by the man bun.
Oh.
Every time I see this man bun, I can't help but think of the character Alfalfa on The Little Rascals, the old black and white TV show.
Yeah.
So anytime I'm out there working, like in Berkeley, I'm just, oh my God, I'm reliving every episode of The Little Rascals with all the crazy things these guys did. I just can't take these people seriously.
Oh my gosh, the man bun. There was something that I found oddly attractive about the man bun, not going to lie. I think it's because I think of Jason Momoa when I think
Momoa
of the man
had
bun.
It, yeah. I had a buddy that he grew one out and he had it for like maybe 2 weeks and then he just went back to his traditional haircut. But his nickname that he doesn't know of is Man Bun.
Oh, that's funny.
So we're talking to Lauren. Yeah, I'm hanging out with Man Bun this weekend. She's like, oh, tell him I said hi.
Ward, thank you for that. Maddie, is there a regrettable hairstyle that you have?
Well, first of all, I think the broccoli haircut you're referring to is Patrick Mahomes, known as the Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, that too? Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. I like that we have multiple leagues.
I really started all of that nonsense. But... But my regrettable haircut, and I had many pictures to show them as a child, was the bowl cut, you know, and it was given to me by my grandmother, using an actual bowl on the top of your head.
Oh my gosh. Boy, grandmas, you know, are so mean. Why did they do that?
That was a classic. I had the bowl cut. Mercedes, didn't you get a bowl cut too once as a kid?
My dad, he cut my hair short because he wanted me to be a boy. And so he made me have a boy haircut for like my first 5 years of life. And then I finally was allowed to grow it out. But I've had regrettable haircuts as a woman. I mean, I did the really short bob that just, it was not a shape for my face. What else was there? Just the really bad highlights that were like the chunky ones that, remember when Kelly Clarkson was on American Idol?
They were cool at the time. They were really cool.
I was like, all about that. I looked like a zebra.
You do now. Back then it was hot.
It was. Yeah, I guess.
Justin Timberlake is here this weekend and you will be with him. We've got your tickets to go see him when he conquered the Mega Minute coming up at 7:30.
Mix 94.1, Mother's Day is on Sunday, and we had the Like My Mama contest, where we asked you guys to submit pictures of you and your moms. We want to see who looks alike, and we had some incredible entries. I loved looking at these photos.
Hundreds and hundreds of entries came our way, too. This was huge, and there's so many women and guys that look like their mom. It's adorable.
Yeah, it was so great, and we gave some prize packs to random winners throughout the week. And now it is time to pick our grand prize. We have them on the phone. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
You won the grand prize.
Yeah.
Now, refresh my memory, Crystal. Which picture was yours of our final four?
My daughter and I have our tongues sticking out.
Oh, my gosh. You're the ones that won on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. You guys are literally twins. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Brooklyn.
Oh, I love it.
Crystal, how often do you get the line, are you two sisters?
Very often, and my daughter just cringes every time.
I like, no offense to her father, but he played no role in this at all.
You got to go to our website or our Instagram account, Mix941, and check it out because it's the tongue, the eyes, the hair, everything, cheekbones, identical, you two.
Well, we are so happy that you guys won. And wait until you hear this, Crystal. You and Brooklyn, or you and whoever, get to experience this amazing package. We are giving you a one-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas, a spa treatment for two, dinner for two at Fresco Italiano, and then we have a beautiful Mother's Day treasure. I believe they're earrings from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. We appreciate it. Hold on 1 second, okay?
All right.
And the winning continues here on Mix 94.1. Coming up right after Taylor Swift, we've got your tickets to go see Justin Timberlake this weekend. It's Mix 94.1. You flip the script for the
hell of it. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Shauna, you are caller 20. You ready to take on the Mega Minute? Are you ready?
Yes, okay. I want to go so bad.
Oh, Justin Timberlake in concert tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Arena. We've got these tickets. Okay, so just winning on a Friday would be so amazing. So just concentrate. We are rooting for you, and it's going to start shortly.
So, Shauna, 60 seconds to get these 10 questions correct. Just so you know, if you pass on one or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
Columbus is the capital of which U.S. state?
Ohio?
Yes. Jessica Biel was an actress on what 90s TV show?
Pass.
How many days are there in the month of May?
31.
Yes. What is the next federal holiday after New Year's Day?
President's Day.
No. What DIY store slogan is how doers get more done?
FedEx.
No. Who is the host of American Idol?
Pass.
The land of the rising sun is also known as what country?
Australia.
No. How, according to Fountains of Wayne, whose mom has got it going on? Did you say Stacy? I want to give it to her.
Yeah.
If you did.
Stacy, that's it.
Oh, okay. Maybe she did say Shauna, I'm so sorry. Some of those were really tough. Jessica Biel, she was an actress on the 90s TV show called Seventh Heaven. The next federal holiday after New Year's Day is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The DIY store slogan that is how doers get more done, that's Home Depot. Ryan Seacrest hosts American Idol, and the land of the rising sun is also known as Japan. So I'm sorry, but that means caller 20 right now. Hang up, Shauna, and call right back. Caller 20, you get these tickets to see Justin Timberlake, the Forget Tomorrow World Tour at the T-Mobile Arena. You will get them if you're caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, let's talk about Taylor Swift. So last night, she kicked off the European leg of her Eras Tour in Paris, one of four nights that she's going to be there. And the anticipation was high. Like, how is the show going to change? Tortured Poets Department is out now. How is she going to integrate that into the show? Well, let's tell you. So basically, she did debut a lot of new outfits. You know, the signature pink and blue bodysuit that she opens the show with? That is now a really kind of cool red and orange bodysuit. She had a bunch of new outfits. She cut the song The Archer, which kind of ended the era, the lover era, which people were really kind of shocked about. She switched up the order of the eras in the show. Red is now right after Fearless as the third era. Before that, it was Evermore. She actually combined Evermore Folklore. And so they're calling it the Folkmore era because she combined the two eras. But everyone wanted to know what was going to happen with Tortured Poets Department. She ended up singing seven songs from it. But Daddy, I Love Him. The performance and the dress, iconic. Her performance was awesome. She did a snippet of So High School, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, Down Bad, Fortnite, of course, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, and then I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. People are like going crazy. She just absolutely killed it. It was so, so good. And I was watching the live stream as much of it as I could. It was so good.
That's how she does it. It's all done by eras. So she won't mix any eras songs up. If a song came out during a certain era, she's not going to play it during this other era set.
She only does it by eras. She moved the eras. And then she has an acoustic set, which she still did. And she'll play different songs from different eras in the acoustic set. She'll do two songs from that. So for the acoustic set, she did Paris, which is from the Midnight era. And of course, she did Paris, you know.
In Paris. Perfect.
You had to do that one. Why am I spacing? She did, LOML from the Tortured Poets era, too, in that set. So
was Travis there? Do we know?
No, he was not there, but I'm sure he's going to be showing up at some point, concerts. Yeah. So it was a pretty big opening last night. We didn't get to this last hour. I was asking about if you're 36 years old, you know, hang on tight. And the reason why is because 37 comes around, that's when things start to change. A new poll has found that the average person starts to feel aches and pains at age 37. That's where they start kicking in. That's when your back starts. That's when your knees start. Back pain wasn't actually the people's top complaint. The top three spots where Americans have pain right now are their legs, their neck, and their shoulders. Those are the top three pain spots. All those aches and pains are slowing us down too. When we wake up sore, it takes an average of 7 extra minutes to get ready in the morning.
We have a coworker who woke up with severe back pain and came into the radio station and tried to make it through the day. And we had a meeting after the show, and this coworker was in visible pain. And that coworker eventually ended up going home because the pain was so bad.
I felt really bad for him. He was in severe pain. You could just tell, like, when he would move, he was like wincing, and I felt really sorry for him.
You offered to give him a back rub, too.
Then I was like, is that crossing the line? I just felt like I could get, like, a knot out, you know? I just felt bad. I was like, do you want me to, like, rub it and help to loosen things up? He's like, no, I'm okay.
I'm good, you guys.
I'm fine. I felt sorry for him.
And then 20 minutes later, we got the word that he was going home, as he should be. And he said I checked in with him last night. He was on Motrin and some things to hopefully calm
and some things. Some things. I would love to know what those
and some things. A Motrin, a heating pad, and some things to calm his back down. So hopefully, that's tough. You just wake up with back pain. That's a tough spot to be in.
Is there anything that you're dealing with pain-wise right now? Is there a pain that you're dealing with?
You know what? I did stub my toe over the weekend. Laura left her running shoes next to the couch. I didn't see it. And boom. It was such a little thing. I'm like, and it hurt so bad. My toe was in a bad way for a couple days because I stubbed it on her running shoes that she left out.
My pain yesterday... Got home from work. I had the worst headache ever. It's like such a migraine right in the center of my head. And my husband wanted to do something with me. Like, he wanted me to go check something out that we've been looking at. And he's like, hey, you want to go check this thing out? And I was like, no, I have a headache. And he's like, ugh. And he was just so annoyed by me. I'm like, I'm sorry. My head is just pounding. I can't do it. It lasted all day long. I could not get rid of it.
Well, normally the headache's excuse for something else, not going to go shopping or something.
Well, that too, but maybe that's what he wanted me to go do with
him. I got a headache, all day long headache.
Need these beautiful things that I've got.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I found out I have been the victim of a scam.
What's happening?
I am the victim of a scam. I just realized it. I mean, I had a feeling, but it was finally confirmed yesterday. So my daughter, she is away at school in San Diego, and she has, you know, her Uber account, which, you know, when she comes home, she Ubers to the airport and gets back there, Ubers back to the dorms and stuff like that. And on the Uber account, it's my credit card on there. So she, you know, I pay for that. Like, I get it, you know. If she needs to go somewhere with her friends, I'll pay for the Uber, no problem. Well, I found out she has been using this Uber as a money-making scam. And it's not a scam in her eyes. It's just smart. And so what she does, I found out I got a charge for Uber, and I was like, where did you go? And she's like, oh, me and my friends went to this end of year bonfire thing at the beach. And I was like, oh, very cool. I'm like, do you always have to pay for the Ubers? And she goes, oh, no, they pay me back. And I was like, oh, really? How? And she's like, they Venmo me. And I'm like, wait a second. So I pay for the Ubers, but then they Venmo you personally and you get that money? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, that's a nice little money-making scheme you got right
that
there.
That is smart.
She's just getting money.
She's genius right there.
For something she is not paying for in the first place.
She's making, I be giving my friends rides all the time. Hey, Tom, you need a ride? I'll take it. Get my Uber.
I'll put it on my account. Don't you worry about it. Just Venmo
me. Just give me a couple bucks.
I'm like, how much do you have on your Venmo balance? And she's like, a lot. I'm like, oh my God.
Maybe you should transfer that to mom.
That's what I said. I go, well, do I get part of that? And she's like, well, do you want it? And I'm like, well, yeah, that would be great. I was like, wow, smart kid, little money making racket. Did your kid or did you as a kid kind of have a little racket, a way that you made money? 702-364-9400. Hey, Melissa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What did your kid do?
Okay, so in high school, we host exchange students, and their parents would always give them way too much spending money. And my high school son caught on to that real quick and would constantly talk them into buying him food, like at restaurants. He'd be like, oh, I heard there's a new milkshake at Sonic. We should go check it out. And then he'd get there and be like, oh, but I don't have any money.
Oh, using this poor foreign exchange student. He's like, oh, it's on me. No problem.
America is fantastic. Great food here.
I was thinking about this racket here, and I thought, you know what? I think I may have done something very similar to this when I was in school. Oh, my gosh. I think actually Brad is calling me out on that. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. What was your comment?
Well, I think somebody else had a similar scam to this, Mercedes, with the dad's gas card.
Oh, my gosh. How do you remember that? Did I say that on the air?
You have.
Oh, dang.
You used to get gas for your friends, and they would give you cash, and you would have spending money.
Wow, you have been a loyal listener. I commend you for that, Brad. I did do that. There's a Texaco right across the street from my dorm, and my friends are like, I gotta go get gas. I'm like, oh, I'll go with you. And I'm like, I just put on my dad's card. Just bring me the cash. So I guess karma's real, people. Karma's real.
What was that commercial about the kid? I learned it by watching you, Dad. I learned it by watching you,
the
Mom.
The thing is, I never told her about that.
How she listened to the radio show.
Like that. Three headliners.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Good morning, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You're caller 20. You're our guest vetoer today. Very excited. We're going to spin the Oh Wow Wheel, and you decide whether the person it lands on gets to play their song. We actually have all new categories this morning, so it could be a very interesting one. The wheel has been spun, and it has landed on... Oh, what would you say that's on, JC? It's like on that peg.
It's whoever's to the right. I can't see.
To the right?
From my angle, it's... Oh, you know what? Hold on.
Yeah, it's like it literally stopped on the peg. Oh, so who would you say that?
That's Steph.
That's Steph? Steph? Okay. All right. Steph, it landed on you.
All right.
All right. So here's the deal. You got to tell Jennifer what your category is, what your song is. Jennifer, you decide if you want to hear it or if you want to veto it. And if you veto it, it'll move to the next person. And we're not going to say who that is yet. It'll be a surprise. So what you got, Steph?
All right, Jennifer. My category is a song from a music video that you love. I went with Red Jumpsuit, Britney Spears. She's on Mars. She's doing my favorite dance moves. Oops, I did it again.
Okay, Jennifer, what do you think? Do you want to hear it or do you want to give it the veto?
Play it.
Play it! Yeah.
Britney Spears on the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel.
Now, that was Steph's song. We had brand new categories, and yours was a song from a video that you love, Britney Spears. JC, if she got the veto, it was going to go to you.
Oh, okay.
So what was your category, and what was your song?
My category is a song with the word girl in the title, and I went with this song from the 80s.
Okay, I was not in the running at all today, but I went like complete opposite end of the spectrum from you. I went, my category was a song that has come out this year. So a song in 2024. Mm-hmm. I'm not a country music fan, but I love this song. And maybe because this song is loosely based on a rap song, I went with Shaboozy and I picked a bar song. So if you don't know, this song is based off Jaquan's Tipsy. And this song is like top 10 in the country right now. Again, I'm not a huge country music song fan, song, but I love this song.
That is quite the gamut. Britney Spears, Rick Springfield.
And Shaboozy.
Shaboozy. You only find it on the Oh Wow Wheel. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Heads Up time with Jackie. How you doing this morning, Jackie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are great. We want to get you these tickets for the Help From My Friends tour. And your category today is going to be midterm. So no homework day was on Monday. These are all things that are associated with homework and school. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. You do get to pick your partner this morning. Who do you want to go with?
We'll go with you, Mercedes.
All right, Jackie, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win and you start now.
I have a big test tomorrow, so I got to make sure I do this the night before.
Study.
Yes. The due date is on Friday, therefore I have one of these. My what? Like newspapers have a one of these, like a cutoff. It's their what?
Due date.
No, let's pass. I have to do a one of these for my book report. I have a big thing I have to build. You know what? I'm going to pass. I'm standing in front of the class delivering a what? I'm giving a what?
Speech.
I'm going to pass. Yes. This is when your teacher says you can come and visit me during my what? After school. My
office hours.
Yes. This is today's blank is about the biology. My plan.
Topic.
I'm going to teach you a good what?
10 seconds.
Lesson.
Yes. I'm giving a speech. I'm giving a one of these.
Presentation.
Oral
report.
No. Oh. Man, this was a hard one, Jackie.
It's hard.
Deadline. We had like our meet a deadline. A project was one of them. And then we were on lecture. I feel like I need to give myself a good lecture for not helping Jackie win on this one. That was just terrible, and it was all my fault. I'm so sorry, Jackie.
Oh, it happens. Trust me. It happened to me this week. That means caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. These tickets to the Help For My Friends tour are yours. Caller 20, 702-364-9400.
music season. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. What's the song that you are like fangirling over?
From the Goo Goo Dolls. Came out in 1995. This song, Long Way Down.
Isn't this from the movie Twister?
So it was off their album A Boy Named Goo, which came out in 95, and then they used it in Twister, which came out in 1996. This is one of these. I heard it on the radio yesterday and then turned it up. Like, wow, this is a great song.
Were you listening to an 80s station or a 90s station? Because, like, I don't mean that as a joke, but, like, seriously, you don't hear this, like, there's other Goo Goo Dolls songs that you'll hear on the radio.
Exactly,
today.
This
is just not one of them.
It was an alternative station that I was listening to, and that's why I think the song came on. And as I'm listening to it, I'm like, that is a song that it's an underappreciated song from such a major band, a major artist. The song didn't even crack the top 40 when the song came out.
Oh, wow.
But I'm listening to it, I'm like, wow, that is an awesome song. That just didn't get the credit it deserved from the Goo Goo Dolls.
And you want it to. You want it to, all these years later, still get that credit.
Pay our respects to this song, Long Way Down from the Goo Goo Dolls. It's just, to me, it's a great sounding song. I thought it should have been a bigger hit, and it wasn't for some reason.
Sometimes those songs just don't attach themselves like you think they will. You know, you can sit there and predict all you want, but sometimes the trends just don't match up.
Is there a song that you like? Maybe there's a major artist band that's just huge, and there's a song that maybe didn't hit when it was released, or maybe it wasn't released at all, but you just love that song.
There's a song by Gwen Stefani that I don't know why it didn't stick. It's my favorite Gwen song out there, and I think we played it for a minute. I remember a few weeks ago, it was one of our pre-show You Pick 'Em choices, and I was hoping so bad it would win, and it did not win. I was like, dang it! But it's 4 in the Morning by Gwen Stefani. I love this song. I love this video. I don't know why it wasn't bigger for her. I really don't. I think it's one of her best songs.
And was this off the first album after she left, No Doubt?
Yeah, I think so.
It is a great song.
And the video, I think she looks so beautiful, so natural. It's such a good one. Is there a song by a major artist that didn't stick for some reason, but you think it's one of their best pieces of work? 702-364-9400. Brittany, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, is there a song for you that you're like, why is this song not bigger? I love this song.
I would say Jack Harlow, Lovin' on Me.
I think that's a pretty big song.
Yes.
But maybe like it was it ever number one? That's a
I'm vanilla baby. But I ain't no baby. She's 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet baby.
It's all
where did it where I'm trying to see.
It hit number one. I feel like it did hit number one.
I think so.
Definitely top five.
Just speaking of Jack Harlow, I'm surprised that some of his songs, the one he did with Jungkook, did you ever hear that song?
Didn't we play it here? We had it when we talked about it on the show.
It's called 3D. I loved that song. I thought it was so good.
Yes.
I'm like, why was this song not bigger? It was so good. The two of them collabing on it. I love this song.
You mentioned you were talking about Gwen Stefani in 4 in the Morning. Do you remember when this song came out maybe 5-6 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this song.
I love this song.
It's called Misery. Right?
Misery, yeah.
Getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, What Makes You Different? Back from Backstreet Boys. I thought that it was amazing, specifically because it was from Princess Diaries. I don't remember that song. I'm looking. I don't think we have it. Oh, I'm going to totally go on YouTube and find that one.
It's like a brand new Backstreet Boys song for you.
Yeah, it's like Backstreet. First time.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like world
premiere for Mercedes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
You gotta make sure you spell check when you get a tattoo. An Olivia Rodrigo fan got a tattoo of the lyrics to Olivia's song, Hope You're Okay. But there's a typo in the ink. Yeah, the lyric, it goes, address the letters to the holes in my butterfly wings. But the tattoo says, address the holes, or address the letters to my holes, to the holes in my butter wings. Instead of butterfly wings.
Oh, butter wings. Oh.
So the fan shared the tattoo on TikTok and Olivia saw it and she instantly commented, OMG, this is the new lyric. I'm changing it to butter wings. I hope she does that at least for one show, just as a
joke.
To
accommodate that person.
Just to make
yeah.
that person feel a little bit better. The tattoo artist offered to change the mistake, but the fan thinks that she might just keep it. She says not changing it definitely makes it more unique and special. And you know, maybe she'll keep that one and get the right lyrics somewhere else.
Well, the fact, too, that Olivia made a comment on it now makes it even more. So you can change it now. It's a cool story. Yeah, it's a typo, but Olivia Rodrigo, she, you know, this is what she thinks of the thing.
I think you should get her comment tattooed there. Like, just have the whole comment right there, and then now you have a great story.
It's a fantastic story.
Exactly.
That's a lot of pressure. If you're a tattoo artist, any tattoo artist out there, make a mistake like that, you start doing something real, it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot a letter, or this is not what they wanted. I couldn't imagine the stress that comes with being a tattoo artist.
I could never do it. First of all, I'm not that creative. I'm not that artsy. I cannot draw to save my life, and so there's that, and then also, yeah, sometimes I'll just space out and forget letters. Oh, sorry about that.
There's no erasing when you're a tattoo artist.
So last hour, I was telling you guys how aches and pains start in your body at the age of 37. Well, if this you're looking to feel even better, just a couple years after that, you become incredibly uncool. They just found that the average person stops being cool at age 39. That's when we tend to feel like we're out of touch. Can't follow the trends. 49% overall said that they generally don't know what's going on with pop culture. And that's Americans of all ages, not just older people. They listed the top things that they're asked about that make them feel out of touch. Slang is number one. That's the hardest thing to keep up with. 40% of people say they're completely out of touch with modern slang.
Oh, you use slang in I don't know if it's slang or just in an email you sent out.
Email?
I was so happy that I knew what it was. Oh, it was in, we exchanged topic ideas throughout the week. We emailed each other back and forth, and you had something in there, and I was reading it, and for a second, I'm like, what's that? And then I instantly figured it out. Oh, what was it?
Oh, was it NGL?
Yeah, yeah. Not gonna lie, right?
Not gonna lie.
Yeah. You're like, NGL, and I'm like, not gonna lie. I'm like, yes. I know it.
My daughters, like, keep me in the know with all the slang, and it's so hard to not start using it, and I don't want to use it like I'm trying too hard.
No, use it.
It just becomes part of my vocabulary because they're like the only people I talk to next to my husband. And so, you know, the big saying now, and I refuse to use it, is like, oh, she ate. Like, and I said that to my husband yesterday. We were watching the Taylor Swift concert, and he's like, she's so good. I'm like, oh my God, she is totally eating this tortured poets department. And he's like, okay, Brooklyn.
That's why every Thursday we have Sophie Says. Sophie calls the show and she kind of, you know, if you don't have kids, I don't have any kids. So I love it when I pick up the terminology from your daughters.
Well, let's test you on some of these other things that people say are hard for them to keep up with. Celebrities. Do you think you can keep up with the big celebrities right now?
Because of the radio show, yes.
Okay, who's Jacob Elordi?
Oh, Jacob. Jake?
Jacob Elordi.
He's in that rom-com. He is in Disney's. He is.
You don't know who Jacob Elordi is.
Euphoria.
He is on Euphoria.
Yes!
He is. Did someone just read that to
no,
you?
No, I'm just going through what's hot.
Who is Emma Chamberlain? Emma Chamberlain.
Emma Chamberlain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's from Bridgerton.
I love Emma Chamberlain. She did the red carpet for Vogue for the Met Gala. Mm-hmm. I have to say she is the best interviewer I have seen in years. The way she put these celebrities at ease, the questions she was asking. Google Emma Chamberlain Met Gala and watch her interviews. We could all learn a lesson from her. She is fabulous. She's a YouTuber. Like, she's absolutely huge, but her Met Gala interviews were some of the best interviews I've ever seen.
Okay. Emma Chamberlain. Okay.
Yeah. She was awesome.
Wilt's daughter.
Oh my gosh. You did not eat.
NGL, that was a lot of fun. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, Spice Girls on the Friday Rewind, and it's now time for the Friday Rewind quiz.
This is when we take it back to another year, and not only do we try to guess the song, but we try to guess it when it's played backwards. What year are we going with?
1997.
Okay.
Was that Spice Girls song 97 as well?
Probably. Maybe a little later. I think that was off of their second album, so it probably was like 99, I'm guessing. Yeah.
All right. 1997, this song here spent 4 weeks on the charts. And on May 10th, 1997, it was the number one song on the Hot 100.
Okay.
Here it is backwards. Tell me who it is.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe let it play for
I'll let
those
it play
listening.
For
yeah.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Is it Hypnotize by Notorious B.I.G.? Man, it took me one note to hear it backwards.
Yes.
That's
dang.
How you know you're a fan, is that you listen to this CD over and over and over again.
Hypnotize. Number one song in the country back in May of 1997, and here it is on Mix 94.1.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.